pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Key Fob. Go back to bed.
We're going to keep on steak all the car.
I got a pie over here to go to the sea.
The pilot told us in 13 minutes.
Hey, think about this creature. It is your duty to report that to the police.
You're letting your imagination run away with you. Now, I have never seen this creature that you're talking about. Forgive me, doctor, but I am calling you a liar.
Mr. McGee.
Los Angeles. Did you say it? Did you say it out there? Say it loud.
Guess what? I got fever.
And the only prescription
is more cowbell.
Hey, that's another line right there. More cowbell.
That's right.
That's part of pop culture.
Where he's born.
Oh, fuck, it's in the next scene. Oh, my goodness me.
That's our volume.
I can't hear anything. Yeah.
Crank it up. Crank it up a little bit, Christian. It's a little low.
My brother Larry was all-time
quarterback.
Are we best friends?
Very nice.
Who's my brother?
Larry. All right, one more.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, it seems a little low.
Get your sticking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
With the new board, you'll be will be able to do that. You're going to learn to be able to. You can actually affect the FBI too. If Christian won't do it, if Christian's busy like right now, he can't do that. You can.
Good morning, America. How are you?
How are you? Good morning, America. Good morning, everybody. It is 6:11. We hit the post 6:11 as we try to do each day on this last day of the month, right?
It is indeed.
Last day of April
2026.
Last day of April. We're glad you're with us. We're at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram. We've been on the go quite a bit the last three or 4 weeks, you know.
Have strung days together.
We're going to be busy this week, the rest of the week, starting today here, and they're going to sell a lot of cars and give you some amazing prices. Then we're going to be at Oakland tonight with trivia, and then at the show tomorrow. Horse racing begins today for the last time. 3 days today, Friday and Saturday, so we'll talk about that. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, David.
Back in the studio, Christian Weaver. Good morning, Christian.
What's up, fellas?
We are good. Got a great message that I wanted to read about. The listener sent about Christian yesterday. I got to read that. Also got to read a special message from Bree Ellis's mom,
okay,
who sent that. I meant to get to it yesterday. Didn't get a chance to. We have Joe Klein on the show, brought to you by Corky's. Freddie Black, one of Frank Fletcher's good buddies, who was with Simmons Bank. R.J. Hawk, who got drenched last night with the Gatorade bath. I guess the state reps beat the state senators at Dickie Stevens. Melinda Mayo will be with us. Have you noticed Melinda? What Melinda's been doing lately?
Yeah,
a lot of activity.
Absolutely,
a lot of posting, and that she's got a new career of being an influencer. It looks like we'll talk to her. Got a lot of national days today. Let's run through these real quick. A national Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. I always appreciate people that do that because I'm not doing it.
Right.
I'm glad somebody else is doing it, saving their lives, I guess.
So when you watch those abused dog animal shelter commercials, you immediately change channel.
That's it.
Break your heart.
Yeah, that's right. It's also National Hairstylist Appreciation Day. You know who mine is? Junji.
Yeah, you know who mine
is? Yours?
Chrissy.
Right, you've had Chrissy for a long time, right?
A decade, yeah. I would imagine.
Junji for me a long time. What about
that's you? What I'm saying. When I went to see her last week, it was the first time she'd seen me since my hair transplant. She said, Roger, I actually see some stuff there. So she saw it, and she's been behind me for a decade now. So if anybody knows, she would.
Christian, you have a lot of hair to cut. You haven't told us who is your hairstylist.
Nobody. I don't have a hairstylist.
Hey, man. What?
No.
Your wife does it?
When I eventually decide I will cut my hair, I just buzz it all the way down. Yeah.
Okay, and I think we need to check. Does he need to go up volume wise? Yeah, I'm having. I'm, you're, I'm, you're
what about now?
Yeah, that sounds better. Okay. Yeah, that you're a little low. So your wife does that. So that makes sense. It's National Honesty Day. It's National Bugs Bunny Day. We saw Bugs Bunny for the first time in 1938 on this day. Also, Mr.
My favorite. He was always my favorite. Yeah, he was smart.
He was cool. It's also National Mr. Potato Head Day. We saw the potato head for the first time ever. It was the first kids item that was advertised with a TV commercial.
How about that?
1952.
Pretty cool.
It's National Larry Day. You had have a brother named Larry?
My brother Larry.
Yes.
Yeah, my brother Larry James Scott.
Christian, when you think of Larry, what Larry comes to mind nationally?
The cable guy? I don't,
Larry the cable guy? I go Larry Bird.
Larry Wilcox?
Bird,
Larry.
Oh, Larry David?
Larry David. Wait a minute.
That's
I know
Gerald?
There's another one. Huh?
It's Gerald?
Larry Zonka.
And what? The other one.
You can't go Lawrence, because if you're Lawrence, you don't go by Larry.
It's National Raisin Day. Raisin Man, yes or no, Raj?
Yeah.
Christian, yes or no on the raisins?
No.
Okay. And then last but not least, there's a new game. Yesterday I was at Swing Social, walked in there. That's right next to Homer's. And I walk in there to work on my computer, and there's about 25 ladies in there, and they've got these game boards. And I go, what's going on? They go, was it Mahjong? Mahjong? And I said, what's that? Mm-hmm. I feel like somebody brought it up on the show a month or two ago. It's apparently the hot new thing that people are playing.
It has been.
It's been around for, I guess, a couple hundred years or something.
That's a really old game, but I guess it's not bad.
Well, it is. Listen, I don't remember this board game in the 70s.
First time I started seeing a lot of activity, I don't know. I can tell you a week, and it's been a year, was internet game. It was internet game.
Is that right?
It comes with your computer or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's where it sort of had its rebirth.
Well, I don't know about that. I saw George Costanza's mom playing it on Seinfeld. Okay. So
I bet.
So anyway.
It's a Chinese game. I bet it's like 200, 300 years old.
Yeah, I think it's. I thought for a minute they were. Somebody said it was like 1,000 years old, but according to the notes that I looked at, it's been around since the 19th century in China.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll learn.
That's where the symbols come from.
Yeah, we'll learn a little bit more about that. Today, I can't even remember if we did this on the Facebook Live. Last 3 days of racing starting today. First post time is at 12:45. The Razorback women travel to Austin 6 o'clock tonight. You got number 5 Texas, the defending national champion, against number 7 Arkansas. And Roger, it continues to show the toughest schedule in America are the Arkansas Razorback women.
Yeah, you mentioned it the other day, and I guess that's where I heard it. It was so many things in passing because you really don't do a lot of sports on here. So, and hearing that and then seeing it in print, it's amazing. And of all the teams that we've ever heard that have the toughest schedule at the University of Arkansas, they have done well.
This team, I'm telling you, I'm prepared. It's just going to be a big disappointment. This, you know, we've gone 5 years in a row where we've seen it.
Yeah.
I think this is the best hitting team they've had. Razorback men win yesterday. They win 5-2 against Northwest Louisiana State.
Yep.
That sets up the series starting Friday against Ole Miss in Fayetteville. So you've got that going on. We mentioned Kentucky Derby is Saturday. First time. In a long, long time, you don't have Dwayne Lucas. There's he's always been a part. Now, listen, Christian, we've got on tape yesterday. Justin Akery is very good at this. You remember 2 years ago when he goes, season's over with because who was it that got hurt? The 2-point guard or whatever.
Oh,
the guy, he says it's over with, and it didn't. It ended up being they ended up being better without him.
Right.
Well, yesterday he threw it out there, and I said Renegade. He goes nope. I said Renegade has no chance. He went nope. Because he's in that pole, that number one, the rail position. That horse hasn't won in 40 years. So if it does win, it'd be another classic spot we can play with.
You've got to keep your ego in check.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Last night in the NBA, you had Orlando going down to Detroit 116-109. That series right now, Roger, 3-2, Orlando leads. Cleveland beats Toronto last night 125-120. Cleveland has that one 3-2. And I don't know about Christian. This is your sport. Lakers. I didn't see the final score of the Lakers Houston game last night. What was it?
Rockets beat the Lakers 99-93. So that's 3-2 as well.
3-2
back to Houston.
Right.
You got to think Houston maybe takes care of business at home. It goes 7.
Think all the games tonight are all 3-2 series. New York at Atlanta, Boston at Philadelphia, Denver at Minnesota. New York, Boston, Minnesota all lead their series 3-2.
If you remember after game one, I think, of the playoffs, we came on that Monday. I was like, wow, none of these series are going to be close. And then it ends up almost all of the series are close. So.
A little bit later, we'll talk about the new surprising baby name trends that are out there. Also, I missed this conversation the other day about facing the shower.
You just left. I brought it up. We were at Stockton Power Equipment. Brought it up, and of course, I didn't get much play out of Ballantyne. He's a lump, so I mean, he's not.
We'll redo that one because that is something I never really thought about.
Yeah.
And then the other one, I saw one TV quotes that we now say are as part of our language now, like you said, yada yada
is huge.
Someone said that
because it changed, it became part of the lexicon. I mean, it took over blah blah blah.
Well, what you talking about, Willis? You know, just things that you know.
TV or movie or all?
No, it's just TV. It's phrases that I don't think that when you hear it, you definitely know what show it's from. You Rain,
sure.
Adam's Family. Is that your final answer, Regis? Here's Johnny.
Okay.
You know, the tribe has spoken. Good night and good luck. That's Edward R. Murrow. And same bat time, same bat channel. So
I got one. How about good night? Sleep tight. Well, that's a song. Wouldn't count
it. It is. So we've got a lot of ground to cover today.
Right.
Got some great moments in sports history. Some not so good. It was on this day that Lou Gehrig played his last game with the Yankees. That was 87 years ago. It was also this day that Monica Seles was stabbed in the back. You know, I didn't realize, Roger, that the guy who stabbed Monica Seles was apparently a big fan of Steffi Graf, rather.
Okay.
And maybe I guess that was his motivation to do that.
It's been so long, and I hadn't read up on it, so I can't recall that. But I think now that you mention that, that may have played into it.
We're going to go to Christian on this one. This was one of your trivia questions the other day, Roger. 223 years ago, 1803, what happened in our country's history? 223 years ago, you had a question about this, and I missed it, I think. You said, name me three states
okay.
that were part of?
The Union.
The Louisiana Purchase.
Oh, I'm bad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 1803. So,
Is this when it happened?
Yeah, today is the day.
There's 13 states that were part of the Louisiana Purchase, and six of them, the entire state is in there. Six are part. And you know what? Louisiana is not one that is 100% in it.
Christian, can you name three of the states?
Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma?
Oklahoma, Arkansas.
Yeah.
So that happened on this day. A couple other things, too, is the birthdays. You're right, Roger. Willie Nelson's birthday popped up again. I thought, oh, my gosh, I was wrong. Yeah. Yesterday. And I remember, no, Roger said it was.
They keep going back and forth.
The family said he was actually born right before midnight or something, the previous day or whatever.
So there's a living legend right there, and another country legend passed away yesterday.
Yeah, David Allen Coe. I was reading about him. He was a renegade kind of guy and sort
big
of crazy.
Time. But when you look at him, he had a lot of racist terms. They use the N-word in a lot of his stuff. In the deep cuts. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, I mean, you and I didn't know.
No,
we always sang it at the end of our show. We don't know anything about that. But the songs that he wrote, it's almost Kris Kristofferson-like because he wrote some very classic songs. I didn't know.
Take this job and shove it. From Johnny Page.
Will you lay with me for Tanya Tucker? I grew up listening to The Ride. It was a story about Hank Williams, the ghost of Hank Williams, picking him up and doing that. And, of course, You Don't Have to Call Me by My Name.
Are we getting close for our new open for Steve Qualls?
I got a note about that to talk to you about that, Christian. We've got to send all of the other openings. Make sure we've got those to shots, and you've got to pull the cuts from that thing, and I'll send you the line.
I have all the pieces. I just have to put them together.
You do?
What made me think of it today, you got two NASCAR birthdays, Michael Waltrip and Elliott Sadler. I know those names. Yeah. I don't know if, you know, much of history there.
Absolutely.
But I do know who they who they are.
Sure.
If you want to be a part of the show.
You know, maybe one of these days, Baz, we've got to put it on. Because we've done a lot, but the one thing we have not done is go to a NASCAR game.
I know.
NASCAR race.
Well, now that I've got my computer back, I feel whole again, which is nice. I did want to read this yesterday. This was what somebody put on the on our Middleton Air text line. Love hearing Christian more on Mayhem. Justin didn't showcase his talents like you guys do. He seems happy and a natural fit. Yes, that's what we like. We like for people on our show to show their talent. And they somebody suggested, "Hey, Baz, you just need to shut up, back off, and let the boys do the talking." What? That's exactly right.
What?
I am just a facilitator with my talented team, like the quarterback.
I don't want to hear that kind of stuff. Here's the thing. And Christian, I don't know. Do you feel uncomfortable when we talk about that, especially since Justin is one thin wall away from you?
Justin Akers is actually here this morning.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you feel uncomfortable when we do that? I mean, obviously, listen, Justin's he's our boss. He's a GM. He's all those things. And you spent 7 years with him, and I'm sure some of them were great.
We're a different kind of show, though, than Justin.
No, it is.
We're a different kind of show.
And do you feel like you've assimilated well?
Yeah. Yeah, I think if I was to give myself a review, I think I'm, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm doing a good job.
Very nice.
Well done, sir. Well played.
Justin runs a different kind of show than we do. He gave you up to work
sure
with us, which is outstanding.
Yeah, he did.
And you've done a great job. And this is what
you'll be back on his show next week. Actually,
that's right. This is what I love about our show. Mm-hmm. You've got obviously Roger, the most talented man on the planet.
Oh,
he can do it all: sing, dance, do all the things.
Well, that's true.
It's comedy, we want to hear him do his thing every day. Same thing with Justin Moore.
That's right.
Justin Moore's funny. He knows sports. He knows, and we want to.
That's right.
We want to hear him 100%. Do his thing. And same thing with Christian.
And we love you allowing that to happen.
Yeah,
that's a mark of a good leader. But you're also good. Without you, it doesn't work.
I just love being able to pitch the ball out. Stand up, do a Tebow jump
is like
pass.
The Magic Johnson.
Yeah, I'm the Magic Johnson of Morning Mayhem. Thank you. Yeah, he is my favorite distributor of the
Roger
ball.
Roger Scott is Kareem. I'm just like that's Kurt Rambis or something.
Would I not be? You know what? I saw some stuff on Kobe. Boy, when you go back, we talk about tomorrow's not promised to anyone.
Yeah.
And there's so many times that we go, man, I wish I knew that I was in the best times of my life when I was in the best. So watching some clips on Kobe and watching all the flopping and everything does it,
oh,
all the
gosh,
walking
yes,
that goes
yeah.
on. And then they go and then they flip over to watching Kobe and just know how big time Kobe was,
yeah.
the type of player, the work ethic, all those things. That's when I enjoyed basketball, maybe the last time.
I will read a couple of messages before we go to break here. Justin Aker looks like he has hair clippings in his collar sometimes. I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Hair clippings?
Let's see. Someone says, good riddance to that legendary racist. Baz is glorified. I hadn't glorified anybody. I guess he's talking about Dave Allen Coe.
Okay.
Speaking of racing, Tracy Clay should be in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame.
I know her. Yeah, she owned the I-30 Speedway.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt that a bit.
I agree.
You should see the crazy custom Mahjong tables people make.
Right.
All right. Larry Fine. Roger will know who that is.
Oh, absolutely.
Larry Flint.
And
yeah,
you know who that is.
Yeah. Yes. Larry Hagman. Just
a few
of those.
Yeah, yeah. Larry. How many? Is there any basketball player, any baseball players named Larry? I can't think
of it. Yeah, there's a
Larry
from the Philadelphia Phillies.
Who?
I've
got, you know what? My sister's ex-husband, the father of her children, my sister Barbara, Larry Walker. Okay, very good.
We are glad you're listening. We are very blessed to have everybody out there who tunes into us every day with our craziness, and it means the world. That's why we get up. You know what? You know I'm going on about an hour sleep,
yeah.
but you know I get still excited about coming to work,
dude. I'm telling you, I mean that hour, and I know how it is. And a lot of people
that hour was helpful,
but you're so used to it as well as I am in some regards. If you get an hour out of the 23 you've been up. That's fantastic. Because you're refreshed.
How about that?
If you can get just, you know, I'll tell Samantha something. I'm going to sit in my chair, give me 15 minutes, and that's all I need, and then boom, you're back up.
Christian, how cool is this that I could go, I took advantage of 23 hours of my day yesterday. Boom. Boom. I might want to try it again just to see. See if I can do it.
That's the weird part of it.
We're going to end the day, this day over at Oaklawn
yep.
at Pop's. Not Pops Lounge, Mainline
no,
Sports Bar. Yeah, doing
yeah,
trivia.
Bar. We'll do trivia.
We'll see the Qualls gang over
I hope
there.
So.
Yeah.
I hope so. We'll see the Hey Siri gang. We'll see Joshua Kelly. We'll see who else will we see? Bob Pellegrino
yeah.
saw him last night at Pops Lounge. Who else do we know? Mike Garner. Who else do we know?
We know a lot.
Oh, we know the class asses.
Whoa.
Yeah, Tina
Whoa.
And Hesper et al.
All right, so do not go away. If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037. We're at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram. It's the end of the month sale. They are going to do unbelievable deals. You know, we were yesterday at Alcoa, and listen, they can. You, if you want to get your financing done, walk in here. They're going to save you probably $5,000 or $10,000 today.
Yeah,
I think they probably have it tomorrow as well.
And once you
or
do,
Saturday.
You come over here, you can get some financing done. You can go over there, get it all started. You can come in here and find out about the financing, and then maybe 6-7 months down the line, maybe you want to get a lower payment. You can check with them as well because at Alcoa, you can do what used. New or refinance the one you currently have. And we're blessed to be here. So,
all right, do not go away. 6:28 here on Morning Man. Why don't you come along with me? Might find out tonight.
Get your girl and hold her tight. Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas baseball won their final midweek game of the year by beating Northwestern State 5-2. The Hogs once again took a late lead using a Micah News sack fly to take a 3-2 lead in the seventh inning. Cujillo Aloy would knock a run in the seventh as well. And Ryder Helfrich would give the Hogs their fifth run by hitting TJ Pompey in the eighth. After the game, Coach Dave Van Horn talked about the team's inconsistencies and it being time to show up.
Well, we got to continue to get better. We'd play really good and we'd play okay. We need to elevate and stay there. And I think they know it. We just talked about it a little bit. It's kind of that time of year you got to turn it on. It's kind of hard to go back and forth. What are you? And I think we have talent. We have kids who want to be good and want to play good, want to win. It's time to play good a lot. And if you don't win, you don't win. You got to play more consistent.
Arkansas will host 17th-ranked Ole Miss for a three-game series starting tomorrow. And the Arkansas Travelers will play tonight at 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
We're going to have a mostly cloudy sky today with a high temperature of 67 and a little breezy, northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, dropping down to 52. Tomorrow stays cool, cloudy at high of 65, plus a 20% chance of shower tomorrow afternoon. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Are you hungry? Something new, $25, all you can eat, sushi rolls, soup, salad, Benihana rice. Come at Benihana's Monday through Thursday.
The 22nd annual Double B's Buzzbecue benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities of Arkansas and North Louisiana is coming up May 9th at the downtown Riverside RV Park in North Little Rock. Sample barbecue from some of the best barbecue cooks in Arkansas competing for the coveted Buzzbecue Grand Champion Trophy. It's the 22nd annual Double B's Buzzbecue, May 9th, brought to you by Oaklawn Sports, Bud Light, and Gravely Mowers. Special thanks to Jazz Camper Rental and Arkansas Golf and Power Sports. Get your tickets at buzzbecue.com.
Hey, it's David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just a win, it's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you for life.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. Guess what's right around the corner? Yep, Mother's Day. And we have the special packages for you. The Mama Time for $100. All the way up to the Mom and Me, where two of you get to come into the spa. Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com, click on Instant Gift Certificates. You can print it off or send it right to the recipient. Or come on in our shop, 301 North Shackelford Road, Suite C3. That's Ava Bella Day Spa.
The Butcher Shop Steakhouse has always been your favorite go-to for those nights out with family and friends. But did you know they're also now open for lunch Tuesday through Friday from 11 till 2? And with a full menu featuring tenderloin salads, fried catfish, those famous shaved prime rib sandwiches, and everyone's favorite steak burgers. So whether it's dinner plans, watching the big games in the bar, or now even for lunch, it can all be found at the Butcher Shop Steakhouse.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
It's pretty simple. I win. Google me.
Who is it? That was Signetti.
Yeah, who is it?
Who is this?
You tell me.
Don't recognize it yet.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac.
Give me a hint.
He was dressed like 1950, half drunk.
Is that Merle?
And hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride?
Sounded like one of the Outlaws.
Just died.
Oh, is that David Alco?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, he didn't reach that level of the Haggards and the, you know.
Not that level. Yeah. No. But, I mean, he was, his writing was phenomenal. Yeah, and he used to some old deep cuts.
We are here at Fletcher Dawes Chrysler Jeep Ram. As we mentioned, the Razorbacks will play tonight at 6 o'clock. The women against number 5 Texas as they continue to make their way to the SEC tournament and then to the regional and super regional. Yeah, Roger, speaking of Signetti, did you see the I saw this yesterday, I didn't reshare it, but it's got Power 4 schools ranked by the most losing seasons since 2000. And you go ahead and turn that down to Christian. So of the 20, this would be 26, 25 seasons. Who do you think has had the most losing seasons, and how many in this century?
In the SEC?
No, just any program. Who has the most
football
in football?
In the Power 5?
Yeah, Power 5.
Power 4.
Northwestern.
That's a good guess.
Northwestern. Rutgers looks like there's 16 of the 25. They're not number one. They're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Had them rolling for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, if I'll just mention the obvious. What was the greatest story?
Indiana.
Indiana, number one. Oh. You know how many losing seasons they had in this century? 21. Yeah. 21 losing seasons.
out of 26?
Out of 25. Is that not crazy? Where do you think Arkansas is? This was tough to look at. On the opposite end, Ohio State, only. I'll let you guess on that one. First of all, what do you think Arkansas? How many losing seasons since 2000 for Arkansas?
Out of 26, I'll say 10.
I'll say.
Pretty darn.
Yeah, I'll say
yeah,
11.
Go ahead, Christian. It's 11. But both of you had it. Wow, think about that. That's half.
That's sad.
That's half.
That is so sad.
That is having a losing season. You've lost more games.
Win-win, lose-win. That is sad.
You got the last 10 years, almost all of them have been losing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could probably look at that. So here are the top 3-4. Indiana, Kansas, and Vanderbilt all have 21 seasons. That's what's so amazing about Vanderbilt. Colorado, 19 losing seasons in 25. Baylor, 15. Kentucky, 14. On the opposite end, give me the four schools that have only had one losing season in the 25 years.
Well, you mentioned one, Ohio State.
Ohio State, that's exactly right.
Florida?
Florida is not one of the four.
Bama?
Bama has had three.
Since
the beginning 2000. It was before Saban.
LSU?
LSU is on there. So you got Ohio State, LSU. There's two more. Think of the elite programs that have won national championships.
Yeah, Michigan, I said. So, no.
Even Texas?
They
have won multiple national championships in the 2000s. I'll give you another. It's right under your nose.
I know it is.
Big SEC. Who's won national championships other than Georgia? Georgia's only had one losing season this century, and the other one is an ACC. He also has won two national championships.
Florida State?
Nope. Not Florida
Clemson.
State.
How quickly
we forget. Yeah, Clemson, Georgia, LSU, Oklahoma have only, I mean, I'm sorry,
Clemson
Ohio State.
Clemson running, that's it.
But think about that. They've only had one losing season this century, and we have had 11, Indiana 21. That's what makes the Indiana story so outstanding. You know, it's just amazing that they've been able to do that. They did it in 2 years. That's the crazy thing. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. I'm continuing to have trouble, Roger. I can't get online at all. If you have a hairstylist you want us to give a shout-out to, we'll do that with National Hairstyle Appreciation Day. Also, National Larry Day. Give us your top Larry and the show that you remember a phrase with that sticks with you. Now, last night, Roger, I did watch Bronx Tale.
Yeah.
That is a fascinating story.
Did you read about the kid?
No, I didn't read about
him. Oh, you didn't see about him?
Huh.
But you know he was in Crimson Tide. He was a guy that he kept saying he's got to get that radar back on.
Oh, is that him? He looks exactly like De Niro.
He does. Yeah, he went to jail for being got strung out on drugs with a buddy of his, and they killed a cop. You know, breaking into a cop's house for drugs. And I think he just got out of prison not too long ago.
I couldn't believe how much he looked like De Niro.
The Pesci character is amazing.
Yeah, he looks like
he's the best. Pesci is the best gangster. He's just the way he comes across there. Chaz was fantastic.
How do you say his last name?
Is it Palminteri?
Palminteri or something?
Palminteri.
So the story, for those who don't know, the story on that is that he was trying to be an actor, and he got fired one time because he wouldn't let the honoree of a party that was a big agent, super agent, and he came in, they wouldn't let him in. He didn't recognize him, so he got fired. The guy fired him. So he decided, I'm going to write my own play. So he writes this.
Based on his true story.
And he plays 18 different characters on stage. Did you know that?
I did not.
He played 18 different. And De Niro heard about it. It only went for about 2 months.
Right.
But De Niro went and saw it. He went backstage and goes, this is a movie. And part of the deal was, I want to play the Sonny character, the lead character in it. And it was just really.
And I think De Niro directed
it. It was his first debut.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
and the little C looked like Zach, looked like my middle son growing up. But you had coffee. It's almost, you know, with the names and everything, the narration.
Yeah,
it was like
Goodfellas.
That's what it was. With coffee cake, get in there, beat it. Great scene.
Mush, mush.
Now You Can't Leave.
Oh, that to me, that's one of the great movies.
What country song is that?
The Gambler.
Coward of the County.
Yeah, Coward of the County.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he turns around, right. Locks the door, and comes back. But and Chaz, I've seen him in convos say that happened.
Yeah.
You know, now, the guys didn't do beer and do all that kind of stuff in real life, what he said. Obviously, you do the Hollywood, but if you read more. But A Bronx Tale, great movie, excellent movie, fun movie.
It's amazing I've not seen that because
it is. I don't know why you did it. Why did you do it?
It's one of the great, right? Top 10, top 15 gangster movies?
Okay, in your opinion. Yeah. I don't mean you. It could be.
Yeah, I mean,
Because it's a great scene about the neighborhood gang life.
Yeah, I felt myself sort of, wow, this is probably, because the way it looked,
100%.
Everything, the 50, and it had a racial thing to it, which was,
absolutely.
I didn't see that coming.
Absolutely,
you know?
Again, it was just to know the relationship, just for that kid to do that. He liked, anyway, good movie, Bronx Tale, fantastic, De Niro plays, you know, he goes, I'm not afraid of you, Sonny, I'm not afraid,
I
pop
you. Yeah, that was an intense back and forth.
Yeah.
Usually,
but he knew, you don't mess with a kid, you don't mess sort of man's family.
Yeah, it was, and you sort of knew at the end something was not right there.
A Bronx Tale, it's fantastic. It's a fun movie. It's a good movie. But the sad story, you got to read the story about the guy that played the teenager, Colosio.
I never could say his name, Colosio.
Yeah, Colosio.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. I'm going to see if I can reset. I'm so out of whack here because I cannot get online. I don't know what the deal is. We're awaiting the arrival of Zippy and Frank Fletcher. I had dinner with Frank the other night. And Judy and Jackie Lackey. Here's what I tell you, Jackie Lackey.
Love Jackie Lackey.
Jackie Lackey.
I'll do it again next hour. I want to give a shout out to about 15, 16 ladies from the Hot Springs Health and Fitness Club. They are it was a group of ladies that play pickleball. They play every day at the Hot Springs of Health and Fitness. They came in and took over Pop's Lounge. They
last
made
night.
Pop's Lounge fantastic last night. Shout out to Patty Hathaway. Pam Morris. Pam Morris is the ambassador of pickleball. Very nice lady. Pam was about to talk with her for a few minutes. Very nice lady. A very nice person. And Patty, very nice. And so are the other ladies there. Thank you all for coming out and hanging out with us. And they've invited me to come down and play pickleball.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it.
We hope they play in the best of the best.
100%. 100%. I'd love to have them.
All right, don't go away. It's 642 live from Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood.
Mad if I cross that line, they bury me. Well, I just might find I'm killing time for eternity.
Roger Scott for Oakland Racing Casino Resort. This is it. Final weekend, final run. Live racing at Oakland Racing Casino Resort goes from green flag to checkered flag. Thursday, April 30th through Saturday, May 2nd. And Oakland is finishing the season at full throttle. It's the horsepower giveaway. One winner, one turn of the key. A brand new Ford Raptor sponsored by Riser Ford. Driven off by one lucky winner. Saturday, May 2nd. And why not make that you? Get your entries by playing at Oakland's 24/7 smoke-free casino with over 1,500 slots, blackjack, roulette, craps, and more. Or hit the track, earn entries right through May 2nd, and take your shot at the finish line. Friday night, turn the volume up. Rick Springfield live at the Oakland Event Center. At Elite Dining, the award-winning Astro Spa, and wall-to-wall action all weekend long. No breaks, no slowing down. Oakland Racing Casino Resort, Arkansas's only racing casino resort. Get all the details now at Oakland.com.
Tennis fans, get ready for world-class tennis at the UAMS Health Little Rock Open. Presented by the Worsham Law Firm, May 24th through May 31st at the Rebzimen Tennis Center in Little Rock. Exciting hardcore action on the ATP Challenger Tour. Admission is free. The tournament benefits the bone marrow transplant program at the UAMS Winthrop B. Rockefeller Cancer Institute. For more information, visit LittleRockOpen.com. LittleRockOpen.com.
Roger Scott here. You guys know how much I love the great outdoors. I mean, I am the naked gardener after all, and there's nothing that I love more than my very own lawn and being outside. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. However, a monthly mosquito barrier from my friends at Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those skeeters away, which keeps my deck party going. Call them today at 315-9395 or on the web at sandersground.com.
Standard Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Irish poet William Butler Yeats writes in The Second Coming, "Things fall apart. The center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned." These words were true in 1919 when Yeats wrote them. They remain true today as confusion and conflict continue around our planet. Then as now, how we live, what we value, and what kind of futures face our children and grandchildren matter. At Double B's, you will always receive a dose of Southern hospitality with a warm, "Welcome to Double B's." After all, we're neighbors. Stroll on by a Double B's today. We have 34 stores in the natural state to serve you. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays. Mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. One's coming.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th, and you can make it unforgettable with something truly special from Tipton & Hurst, Arkansas's premier florist for over a century. Tipton & Hurst is your most trusted source for gorgeous floral arrangements, fine gift baskets, and high-quality blooming plants. If you're looking for something to brighten your Mother's Day, Tipton & Hurst has you covered. Shop at locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Conway, Pine Bluff, and Rogers, or enjoy the convenience of delivery right to Mom's doorstep. Don't miss out on this opportunity to show your mother how truly special she is. Call 501-666-3333 or visit TiptonHurst.com today.
Tune into The Zone each week when Susan Erin Prowse shares her keys to the weekend music events calendar. Brought to you by Willie D's and Big Red Dog Productions. Big Red Dog Productions is your gateway to music excellence in Central Arkansas and beyond. Visit EntertainersGuide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
All right, 647 on this Thursday, April 30th. We're here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. We've had the arrival of Frank and Zippy. Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Yeah, how are you guys today?
We're doing great.
And we found out that, you know, sometimes when you have these end-of-month sales, it usually goes a couple days, like through the weekend, but not today, right?
Today is it. We've got to get everybody out here for deals of the week, deals of the month, excuse me.
Yeah.
We're ready to rock and roll today.
Got to hit a certain number, and one of your focuses is trucks.
Yeah, trucks are a big deal for us this month, and the deals are great. You know, I heard y'all talking about Alcoa Federal Credit Union. Right now, we have 2.9% on our trucks, and you don't have to have a 900 credit score, 50,000 down. It's a incentivized rate from the manufacturer, so you know they can do what they want to do with the interest rate because they own the bank. It's not a local branch. So you know they're not borrowing money from the government to help me sell these trucks. So you got 2.9%, and then a lot of times if you're pushing for a really good payment, you can get 84 at 4.9, but then you get to 12,000 off with it.
Yeah,
so
nice.
Usually if you get 0% or something, you got to give it up. Yeah. Well, with this 2.9 deal, you can do both, and you can on the 72 at 2.9, you can also take 90 days to first payment. So
how many people come in here with their financing already covered? That hey, I'm walking here, I've got either got cash or I got another bank that's is that a rare deal?
No.
They don't come in here with another bank deal, but some people come in here and pay cash.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Very rarely their credit union can be a dealership rate because the biggest difference is I got 25 banks. So they know that it's so competitive at a dealership level because we have so many choices.
Yeah.
And so if somebody does come in with a USAA or credit union of some sort, 90% of the time we beat it.
How nice would it be, Roger, to walk in and say, I'm going to pay cash?
I wonder what I'm doing for a living.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We're going to visit with Joe Klein here shortly. Did you see, I guess, Frank, where we signed another five-star recruit. A lot of chatter. Kentucky fans are so upset. They've signed no five-stars right. under Mark Pope. Cal has signed six since he's been at Arkansas. Signed another one the other day. He just although, again, he did that at Kentucky, and he just sometimes he couldn't win a championship. He would get all the great players, but he just so. But right now, we're fine with it for Razorback fans. So we'll visit with Joe about that. You know, it's funny. Yesterday, I mentioned Swing Social. Walked in there, a guy told me his name is Yari. I said, "What's your nationality?" Finnish. Finland.
Oh, wow,
it's
okay.
Everything's about Finland now. Right, I was like, have you heard about the new Razorback recruit?
Slim Jesus.
I know.
So they got somebody after the 7-foot kid?
No, they just that this. Well, yeah, the kid from Finland. No, that was the last 5-star.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which, he's a good one.
Yeah, which makes him number one in the country by most of the recruiting services.
Yeah.
And so it's what's crazy. I've got a stat. Let's see if I get it here. How many times he has had the number one recruiting class in America? It is absolutely.
Oh, nuts. Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, it is a...
Anxious to hear that. I saw where, like I said yesterday, Gary Parrish gave it the number one recruiting class, but he also put the Hogs as number seven preseason.
Yeah. It's here, I'll give it to you right here. This is Cal's overall... So listen, the number one recruiting class, 2026, 23, 20, 15, 13, 12, 11... 10 and 9. Those were all years number one recruiting class. Number two recruiting class, 21, 19, 2018, 17, 16, 14. I mean,
how many?
He's in the top four every year.
Wow.
He's been in the top four ranked every year since 2008.
I mean, that was before NIL.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Boy, I heard a story yesterday, too, talking about NIL. About how some of these schools that I heard somebody say yesterday, there's an SEC school that told this agent, "Hey, we don't have the money now, but we're going to get the money to pay your player." That and just saying, some of these schools are really fighting to have money to try to guarantee these players. At some point, you know, yeah, I don't know how much longer they can keep doing this, Frank. How many times they keep coming to donors?
I'm
for that
supporting
money?
Them this year, unfortunately.
Have you had a chance to meet Coach Silverfield yet?
Sir?
Have you had a chance to meet Coach Silverfield?
Yeah, right, I mean, I've met with him. Sure have.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we've seen you since you've done that. So did you meet him down here or up there?
No, I went up. He invited me to come up to his office, and I found out some things that he likes, and he's a big dog fan. So
is that right?
We started off a conversation talking about all my Rocket dogs dogs. And,
sure.
We talked about Taylen Green, and we just had a nice chat.
Yeah, I think he's checked all the right boxes. I think he can't do the only thing that's going to be different. I've heard through sources that he, you know, I think we're going to be in that mid $25 million range, 26 for our roster. There are some schools that they have a roster of $40 million. Now, that's the thing LSU saying. The reward is that they got $40 million they're spending. That's over the $20 million that you get from your TV contract. So the question is, can you compete? Do you have enough athletes to be able to compete against schools that have more money? But, you know, again, all you can do is coach them up the best you can, that kind of deal, you know. And so, anyway, so I'm glad you got a chance to meet him. Yeah, that's good. So that's it. Because you said you weren't going back into football. You were going to take a
look at that. No, I was glad to meet him, but I just had a meeting with Coach Cal, and I'm going to support him again.
Wow,
I did this year, and I'm going to support them again this coming year. Yeah, he called me. I was over at Oakland meeting Bill Mott, and you know, I was over with the big horses, and Coach Cal said, "I'm coming to Little Rock to see you." And I said, "Well, I'm not in Little Rock. I'm in Hot Springs." And he goes, "I'm coming to Hot Springs."
Wow!
And I thought to myself, "This I don't know anything about. What is, you know? What's up?"
Watch you coming. Why
well,
you...
once I got in a room with him, I knew what was up.
Wow! Yeah. You know what's coming.
Yeah.
And you're right. You've told this story before. You said that you weren't going to do basketball, and then he convinced
you. Man, I tell you what, you talk to him, you're going to do whatever he wants. He can make Bill Clinton seem like he's got charisma. He's just great. I mean, he's fun to talk to. He's super. He's got a great memory. He was leaving me, getting on a plane. He was going to see Jerry Jones. So he said, "Do you know Jerry Jones?" I said, "Yeah, I know him pretty well." And he said, "Well, tell me a story I can tell Jerry Jones." So I told a story that back in the day when we first got out of school, I was working for $600 a month. a month now, not a week. And Jerry called me and told me his partner over in Oklahoma City owned a horse called Breaker Breaker. So I borrowed $200, went over to Oakland, and, you know, when you're making $600, any kind of win's a big win. So I borrowed $200, and I watched the race, and Breaker Breaker finished fourth. But he did come really fast the last, you know, quarter of a mile. They didn't let him go soon enough, so I was sick. So I bought all $2 tickets for my $200 because I wanted a whole lot of tickets. You know, it was like a new thing to me.
Sure.
So I decoupaged the tickets on a plaque.
Decoupage.
And I took them over to Jerry Jones' house. He lived in West Little Rock at that point in time. And I said, here's your sure thing on Breaker Breaker. And of course, he said, I'll give you your money back. I'll give you money back. I said, I don't want you to give your money back. I want you to keep this plaque on your wall of how you beat me out of $200. So anyway, long story short, about 4 weeks later, Jerry called me and said, Breaker Breakers are going to run again. And I had seen enough out of him to know why they were so high. So I borrowed $2,000.
Okay.
And my credit was getting shaky by that time.
Right, right.
So anyway, he won the race. And
okay.
I don't know what you paid, but it was a lot.
Well, you know, it's funny for you. You are the ultimate salesperson. I mean, that's not, you've been selling since, you know, you're young. So you to say that about Cal is the ultimate compliment.
Yeah, so he went out to Dallas and went in and said, well, Jerry, I've heard a long story on you. And that's how he started the conversation with Jerry, was about Breaker Breaker. So the last part of the story is that was on like a Wednesday. Friday, Ben Duge won, our horse won over at Oakland, and Cal got a tip from Riley.
Yeah, Riley. Yeah, you bet.
He tipped him,
okay.
And Cal called me and he goes, Breaker, Breaker. he acted like, and he knew all about Ben Duge.
Yeah.
A dead heat.
Got to give him credit. He does have a great personality.
Oh, he's, man,
know.
He's
I think, is there anybody on the football side that's had a personality like Cal? I'm trying to think. Is there's a football cat? It's the same.
The most outgoing.
Saban is just the opposite of that. Yeah. I didn't know.
Oh, you're talking about for our
for football. Just in general, is there a coach out there that's got the Cal charisma?
Well, charisma is a different story. I mean, outgoing and all that.
I don't think there is one. No. I can't think. Or that's even retired. Oh, no. Maybe. Hey, Lou Holtz.
You know,
I don't think he had the personal relationship skills to do what Cal's doing.
Well, Houston, I mean, had a great personality and all that, but the charisma and all that. I mean, Cal's command in the room when he walks in. I mean, you want to be around that guy, and he's going to tell you why.
All right, you've heard you've heard him say it. They got to get the sales today. Zippy will do what it takes. If you walk on this parking lot, this dealership, you will not leave without a great deal.
No, just come take advantage of me. I got one day, so I got to do whatever I got to do. So the ball's in your court today.
There you go.
But we got to do it today.
Today's it. All right, don't go away. It's 6:58 here on Morning Mayhem.
Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. Waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready.
Radio for Arkansas Sports Geeks by Arkansas Sports Geeks. All day, every day. 103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
Hello, Buzz listeners. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. Listen to this. We're making deals on everything right now. Ram trucks save up to $12,000 off, plus 72 months at 2.9% financing, and we'll give you the 90 days with no payments. Here's the